My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Tom Rice. He's a freshman from the Palmetto State's 7th Congressional District. Before coming to Congress, he served as a tax lawyer, and he's also a CPA emeritus. He's a member of the Budget and Small Business Committees on the House side, and he joins me now to offer his expert perspective as a tax lawyer and a CPA on the IRS scandal, as it targeted much more than it should have conservative organizations who are applying for tax-exempt status. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thank you for having me. Honored to be here.
A lot of us are approaching this from kind of the novice standpoint. Other people, of course, are experts on the IRS. They're expert on the law. You're an expert on both. What exactly was your reaction to this story, and what is the law on this?
Well, I was appalled, as anyone else was. You know, the law is that people can't be targeted for their political beliefs. I mean, that's the bottom line, going back to our Constitution. And when you have the government or governmental employees taking it upon themselves to target particular groups, you have very, very serious problems. And our framers established our Constitution based on the citizenry cooperating with the government, and this simply undermines the trust of the citizenry in the government. Our government can't work if the citizens don't work with the government. Framers of our Constitution didn't trust big government. They just come out of a revolution against the most powerful country on earth, and they saw the dangers of big government. The Constitution is written that way, thus the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. The Tea Parties sprang from a mistrust of big government. I ran my campaign on trying to limit the size of the government, and what you've seen here does nothing but breed further mistrust. It shows that their skepticism was well-founded.
When you were practicing more as a tax attorney and a CPA, did you ever have a client that went through something like this at the hands of the IRS?
A couple of times I had clients who it felt like there may have been some kind of personal thing between the IRS agent and the client, but I've never seen a organized series of events like this where apparently people within the service and on up to the administration, it looks like, targeted a specific group.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Tom Rice. He represents the state's 7th Congressional District. And, sir, there's polling out that shows that the vast majority of Americans hold the position that you do, that this was wrong, and a majority even believe that it was done intentionally. There are different aspects of this story, and I think that the more the aspects come out, people are even more concerned. It's bad enough, it seems, from the polling numbers that people see that this happened to these organizations. They were scrutinized far more. Sensitive information was demanded far more from them than other organizations applying for the same tax-exempt status. Beyond that, though, it appears that that information was shared with other government agencies, and it was shared with opposing organizations from a more liberal or progressive standpoint. Congressman Kevin Brady at the Ways and Means hearing investigating the IRS scandal last week specifically talked about a client in his district where had the IRS, OSHA, all these other different alphabet soup organizations coming to investigate the business. What's your take on that aspect of the story?
If that's true, that goes beyond the realm of unreasonable and into the criminal. The government should not target people for their political beliefs. It's just that simple. That's unconstitutional. There are criminal laws against things like that, and so that cannot happen. And steps need to be taken to make sure it never happens again.
What recourse can they take? Can they sue the IRS? Can they sue the federal government? Do they just pound the table until there are new protections and provisions in place that make sure this doesn't happen again? How do they make sure that something comes out of this that's positive and proactive?
Well, I can assure you that yes, they can sue, but I can also assure you that there are hundreds of members of Congress that are actively involved in this to make sure that this doesn't happen again. You know, there's always going to be any large organization that employs hundreds of thousands of people. There's always going to be a rogue person that does something here or there that they shouldn't do, but this was well beyond that, and we've got to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
You mentioned, sir, in passing that you believe the administration is involved on some level. To what extent do you think that's the case?
I was reading this morning that the former IRS Commissioner Doug Shulman, when he's questioned in March 2012 in Congress, and said there was absolutely no targeting, but now he has said that he was aware in the spring of 2012 that there was an internal list that included the term Tea Party. So if he knew about that when he testified, that's a lie. That's perjury. We've had admissions here in the last couple of days about the fact that senior White House aides were aware of it at least as far back as a month ago. you know, this only broke last week, for goodness sake. And I'm sure as this investigation continues, we're going to find out more and more and more.
Well, as we mentioned before, you come at this from a different perspective than a lot of us because you've got so much experience with tax law and dealing with the IRS. What questions are most outstanding in your mind that have to be answered?
Well, what I want to know is where this policy originated. You know, I've heard people talking about the president simply by his rhetoric throughout the last couple of years, if not actively, just passively encouraged people to look at these conservative groups. If it was simply people keying off of his rhetoric, then I understand how I guess that could happen. It's absolutely wrong. We got to prevent it. But if it goes beyond that, if there's some kind of a link in there, then you know, we just have to look really hard. It's got to be thoroughly investigated. My hope is that it wasn't the administration guiding all this, but if it was, then, you know, we're going to have to, again, take action to make sure this never happens again.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Congressman Tom Rice represents South Carolina's 7th Congressional District. He's a tax lawyer, a CPA emeritus, and a member of both the House Budget and Small Business Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.